The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What is the difference, if any, in believing on Jesus and believing in Jesus? Do these Greek prepositions make a lot of difference in actual meaning? That will be our discussion today, and we're glad that you've joined us here on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us at our website, faithalone.org. There we have some free ebooks and some other resources that might be of interest to you, as well as our bi-monthly magazine, Grace in Focus. Find out more at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Welcome to another episode of Grace in Focus, and I'm here with Bob Wilkin, and this is Ken Yates. And Bob, you've got a question that deals with, I guess we could say, a grammatical issue and prepositional issue, which in the Gospel of John,
yes.
Believing, what is it? Is there a difference between believing in and believing on?
This kind of reminds me, remember the old commercial, clap on? Clap off,
oh,
and the lights would come on or off when you clapped. You didn't have to do
it. I'm too young for that commercial.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, yeah. Ken. Okay, but believe in, believe on. Here's what the question that Gary asks, and I think it's an interesting one. Very short question. He says, what, if any, is the difference between believing on Jesus Christ and believing in Jesus Christ? And he says, thank you. So what's the difference between believing on him and believing in him? Well, I looked this up. I did a concordance study with Logos Bible Software, which, by the way,
Bill Feast would be very happy with
He'd
that.
He'd be happy on this. And Bill, you can send in a chart. He'll give us a chart of every use of
Bill is the man. Let me tell you, for those people who don't know, he can make that Logos sing.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, man.
And he teaches that class now every semester, and he has people from all over the world taking his
sure.
class.
Sure. Yep.
Anyway, five times the expression believe in occurs.
And
believe on.
And what is the Greek phrase?
Okay. And you can look some of these up. Acts 16:31. That's the famous place where Paul is asked, what must I do to be saved? And his answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And I believe the preposition is epi, is it not? In Acts 16:31?
Yes. I'm looking at it now. And believe epi, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
Yeah. And so you're teaching first-year Greek, isn't epi, on, upon,
right.
over, those kinds of things.
Yep.
So you're believing on him. Also in, another one of the uses is Acts 19 and verse 4.
Acts 19:4.
Now it's translated, believe on him in the New King James, right? In Acts 19:4, you don't have the New King James there.
No, but I have the majority text.
And it's ace, right?
That's ace. In 19:4, it's in order that they might believe, that is ace in, I would translate that in Jesus Christ, but you're saying the New King James.
Okay, I've got the New King James here, and they say, then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism, saying to people that they should believe on him who is to come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. Maybe they say on because does epi occur at the end of the verse, on Jesus Christ?
Both of those are ace.
Okay.
Both of those are ace.
Okay. But in any regard, that's one of the uses. Another one is Acts 22, I'm not sure if it's 19 or 9. See which one it is.
Okay. Yes, those who believe on you.
Yeah, and it's epi, is it not?
Yeah, it's epi, right.
Epi say. Say is you in Greek, in singular. And then you also have 1 Timothy 1:16, which we've discussed many times. Paul says he's an example of those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
Let me say something for all the folks that are following this. In Acts 22:19, the majority text says epi, but the critical text says ace.
Oh, okay.
So it's interesting there that the scribes were evidently struggling with, do I use epi or ace or is there a difference?
Right.
So as you can see, this evidently was a question that's been around for a while.
Right. Exactly. All right. And then also in 1 Timothy 1:16, believing on him, and this is also epi, although the iota drops out because of the auto that follows it, right?
Yes. Believe in him, yes.
Believe on.
Yeah, epi.
And then you also have 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this does not have a preposition at all. It just has the dative, right?
Here it says, in order that we might believe in the name.
Ta anoma.
Yes, in the name.
No, it's ta anoma ti.
Right.
Yeah. So these are the five examples in the New King James of believing on him. And some of these maybe should even be translated believing in him. Now, the expression believing in him occurs 23 times. About 16 of those times refer to believing in him, believing in me, believing in Jesus. And my suggestion would be that there is no difference between these two.
Right.
To believe in him is the same as believing on him. Now, some people make a distinction, and they think that believing on him is a little bit more emphatic. I think, actually, Bill Feese holds that view, that believing on him is a bit more emphatic. And I'm not sure if he wouldn't translate John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes on him will not perish, but has everlasting life. One of the things we need to recognize is there's flexibility in the Greek prepositions, right?
Yeah, if anybody who has studied Greek knows, when you get to those prepositions, there's so many different options when you translate them.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
One of the things we need to recognize is there's flexibility in the Greek prepositions, right?
Yeah, if anybody who has studied Greek knows, when you get to those prepositions, there's so many different options when you translate them.
When we took advanced Greek grammar, we used to debate in class, right? Okay, what are the various possibilities for this preposition or for this, let's say we've got a participle? What are the various options for this, that, or the other? And we would go through, these are all possible options. And then we would come up with the one that best fit the context. Well, it seems here both in or on both work. Even if you're dealing with epi or ace, there's some flexibility there. But the point is, it's pointing us to the person we're believing in him for something.
Okay, so let me ask this, Bob. You've dealt with this more than I have. Those who point to this, and I'm not saying the question here is doing that, but sometimes you'll hear this will come up, and the people who make a distinction, and they say it's an important distinction, believing on him and believing in him, we're saying there's no distinction at all.
Right.
It's not a big deal. But there are some people who make, what are they saying? Believing on him is more,
I think
I'm trusting in him as my savior or something, or what?
No,
what are they trying to say?
I think they see it as a bit more emphatic.
In what way?
I don't know, because I don't get it.
Well, right? I don't either. That's why I'm asking you.
In other words, I don't see the distinction between believing in him for everlasting life or believing on him for everlasting life. Both of those work. And, of course, in 1 Timothy 1:16, it's epi.
Right.
But I wouldn't have a problem translating believing in him for everlasting life either.
Right.
Although I would cater toward the fact that, you know, ace more likely means in or into, that kind of thing. Some people want to translate ace in passages like John 3:16, whoever believes into him, which I've never understood. What does that mean, to believe into Jesus?
Right.
I don't know, but they make a big point of that.
I'm just wondering, with a lordship person, and you've dealt with them a lot more than I have, and so I just wonder if they would say something like, well, believing on Jesus is, it carries a difference in the sense that he's Lord. You know, I got to believe on him, you know, like I'm making a commitment to him or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just wondering if you've ever heard that. Do they make that distinction?
I've never heard that. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe they do. But I think most New Testament scholars, even if they're from a lordship salvation perspective,
yes,
they see pistuo eis as the same as pistuo hati or eti.
Yeah.
Pistuo hati is believing that, like John 20:31, but pistuo epi is believe on or upon. And I think they would see all three of those as synonymous ideas whenever it refers to Jesus, believing on him, believing in him, or believing that he is the Christ, the Son of God.
Right,
in
John's, who gives eternal life, right.
Yeah, one of the big things that pretty much all New Testament scholars say is that believing in Jesus in the Gospel of John is the same as believing that he is the Christ, the Son of God, in
yes,
the Gospel of John.
And that's from non-free grace people,
right,
who are saying that, right.
Now, this, when you get into believe in, believe on, it's a little bit less, but from what I've read, most scholars see this as the same. Most pastors see this as the same. There are some who's going to make some kind of a deal about it, but it seems to me when you compare John 3:16 and Acts 16:31 or 1 Timothy 1:16, they're all saying the same thing, even if a different preposition is being used.
And I guess we could bring this down to English speakers. If you tell an English speaker, believe in Jesus or believe on Jesus, are they going to see a distinction between that?
Yeah. I don't think they are.
If we didn't get asked a question, if we didn't discuss it, and if we didn't spend hours in the Greek text, the average person on the street's like, I don't see any difference there.
Right, exactly. Right. And, you know, sometimes people can try to make a big deal out of things, but in Gary's case, he's not really making a deal. He's
right.
Just saying, is there a difference between
yeah.
believing on or believing in with respect to Jesus?
And we're saying no.
No.
Yeah.
And I think that makes perfect sense when you look at all the uses. But here's my challenge to each of you. Pull out your concordance and look up believe in and look up believe on. Don't take our word for it. Look up all of the 16 uses that refer to believing in Jesus and look up the 5 uses that refer to believing on, or depending on your translation, the number could be more or less, right?
And then believe in his name.
And believing in his name,
right,
etc.
Without the preposition.
So anyway, you can do the study yourself. But in the meantime, we need to make sure that we keep
grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, how could the apostles be born again before the cross? Please join us for that. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.